This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
In the hot seat today is the CEO of Secion, Chandra Pandey. Chandra, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us, what is Secion doing that's innovative in the area of cybersecurity and threat intelligence?
Yeah, so when we started the Secion, we wanted to do cybersecurity done right. So if you look into in the cyber defense side, most of the industry has developed these multiple silos in there. And if you have to look into the comprehensive viewpoint of view, you might have to put at least 20, 30 different silos together and try to integrate, creates a huge amount of complexity. And they are not looking into the whole enterprise context in there in the single view. So what the Secion, when from the get-go, what we did is we wanted to make sure we are going to watch all the events and activities which are happening on the network from your east, west, north, south, events and activities happening on the host, applications, services point of view, user point of view, and then bringing all those identity as well as the network activity as well as individuals host activities or VM or whatever container you want to say, bringing it all together and looking into the whole organization context in the real time with the context of what has happened in the past and what is happening around the world from the threat intelligence. And that required a ground up approach to build a platform from the ground up where you are able to take these streaming data and make your decisions in the real time. You are not relying on some old product or old security product to give you results to kind of correlate. You are looking into raw data. If you have the old product, that's okay. You can bring those ones to kind of contribute towards some of the decisions are being made. But that's what we wanted to do. And what it does it, when you put the platform into the actions, now you are able to not only kind of like visualize everything in there, proactively detect the threats, which might be even developing, and then because of visibility, you know where to take actions to eliminate, contain the threats in the real time. And then on top of that, now you are able to do this continuous monitoring, policy enforcements, as well as your reporting with, if you want to go and look into the back view for like even 6 years, 7 years, you can have all the data to look through. So that's basically what we wanted to do. So it was, goal was to do the cybersecurity right instead of just kind of like doing a one, again, like just a feature product. That's not what we wanted to do.
Now, do you call this SOC in a box? I mean, you were telling me earlier you have something called an open threat platform?
Yeah. So
how is it laid out structurally? And what components do I buy from you and deploy? How do we make it all work?
Yeah, so the whole platform is called as Open Threat Management Platform. Mm-hmm. And within the Open Threat Management Platform, there are multiple solutions you can have. You can have a platform itself, or you can say, okay, I want to have AI SIEM. And AI SIEM is not just like your traditional SIEM or even whatever people are calling it, next generation SIEM. What it does, it takes not only like your log, flow, identity, and all that in there, but what we are doing is we are streaming the network. So network analytics is part of it. You can call it NBAD and all that. You have machine learning, artificial intelligence in there. What people are talking is like SOAR, which is like your security analytics, as well as the key part, which we have done. We are not about just like a response. We are all about beyond the response, because if you have to work with the playbook to find out what to do, a lot of time you might kind of be too late by the time the data is gone. So what we have done, because of our visibility, we know exactly where to take actions to eliminate or contain the threat. So we give you automated fine grain where you can have that policy go in and get a real-time implementation of the policy will happen to contain that threat. As well as if you want to kind of like learn it through, you can have a push button in the beginning and you can see what the actions are going to be there. And then later on, you can leave it in automated, or you can do into the schedule that over the weekend you want to have automated, weekdays when you have the people, let them do by themselves. But that is really critical. And that is only you can do when you have the whole context in front of you, your system, which is artificial intelligence with the actionable, like intelligence to take actions in there. If you don't have that, then you can be writing playbook all along and be very busy into that, but nothing is going to come out, meaningful come out of it.
Does this automation make it easier for me? Can I have a smaller tiger team working on cybersecurity, maybe a smaller team with less skills or knowledge because of the automation and the AI and the faster response that your system provides?
Exactly. So what we have done is we have empowered the team, which is a smaller team, to able to achieve a lot more and do it into the real time, not be looking into the back view mirror. And that's what we have done, because the intelligence you need, a lot of machine work is being done in the real time, because all the attacks are coming in the real time at you as well. And you cannot have a human able to kind of like go at the speed of the machine. So let the machine do most of the work, and then your team is like able to take those decisions where they have push button, or they can say, okay, hey, this action has happened. And sometimes they may say, okay, there was some penetration testing going on. It was recognized as a malware infected host, and it was cut off. You can say, you know, that's okay. I just want you to learn it and move forward, because this is acting. And after maybe 1 or 2 days, when you are done, you say, okay, don't worry about it.
Chandra, I just want to thank you and say to our viewers that we have a company that sounds like it's eons ahead with security, Secheon, SECEON.com. Check out his website if you're trying to become an MSSP. One single pane of glass and all the technology you need to be deployed in a day. Sounds amazing to me. So please check it out.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.